The National Cancer Institute's Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities hosted the 2008 Cancer Health Disparities Summit.
The theme this year is eliminating cancer health disparities through science, training, and community.
Dr. Donald Warren is the Health Policy Research Director for Intertribal Council of Arizona and a NCI grantee.
Most of the topics are around the top five cancers that have the highest disparities issues.
Dr. Willie Underwood is an assistant professor in the Department of Urology at Wayne State University of Medicine and also a NCI grantee.
One is prostate cancer. Secondly is lung and bronchus cancer, breast cancer, colorectal cancer, and pancreatic cancer.
The summit was held from July 14th through July 16th. It highlighted the science of the programs and grantees funded through the Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities. Dr. Underwood talks about the impact of cancer health disparities in the African American community.
We know the deaths from all cancers combined for both men and women are higher than among blacks. African American women who are diagnosed with breast cancer are less likely than white women to survive 5 years after diagnosis. The rate among African American women is 71% compared to 86%, and that's for survival of breast cancer for whites. African American male have far higher death rates of prostate cancer, 2.4 times higher. The incidence of colorectal cancer among African American women are higher than that among whites. Lung cancer is the leading cause of death for African Americans when you look at cancer deaths.
Dr. Warren talks about how it impacts the Native American community.
If you look nationally, our most common cancers are lung and bronchus cancer, but also prostate, colon, rectum cancer, kidney and renal pelvis cancer, and stomach cancer. But we see tremendous variation. Some regions of the country have much lower rates of lung cancer than others, primarily due to the rates of cigarette smoking.
Dr. Warren explains how this summit benefits Native Americans and other groups.
One of the major benefits of the summit is to find out what other populations are doing. But I think that the projects like ours, that is a community network program, we will benefit tremendously by learning what other programs are doing, what other populations are doing, what other communities are doing. And when we share information in a forum like this, we learn from each other, and perhaps there's templates of projects or even ideas that we hadn't thought about that we could try to implement in Indian country.
Both Dr. Warren and Dr. Underwood cite that the goal of the summit was to enhance mutually beneficial interactions among the Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities programs by sharing scientific knowledge, encouraging junior investigators, and broadening community participation. This is Wally Akinso at the National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, Maryland.